This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Egyptian officials have said Hamas is preparing to release an additional 14 Israeli hostages in exchange for 42 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The swap comes on the second day of a four-day ceasefire that has allowed much-needed humanitarian aid into Gaza. On the first day of the ceasefire, Hamas released 24 hostages and Israel freed 39 Palestinians from prison. Israeli citizen Gruner Bebenishti told the AP Israelis hope all the hostages will be released, adding, "But every step like this is a moment of joy." In the West Bank, the father of a released prisoner, Nasser Amane, told the AP he could not be joyful for his daughter's release. He explained why. "The first reason is because of what's happening to our people in Gaza, where it's not permissible for me to be happy." Israel has said the truce can be extended an extra day for every additional 10 hostages freed. I'm Karen Chamas.
Another pro-Palestinian march took place in London Saturday with tens of thousands of people marching and 1,500 police officers on hand to monitor the operation. London police handed out leaflets to demonstrators informing them about proper behavior during the march, including not using words or images that support Hamas. In an interview with Associated Press, protest organizer Lindsay German criticized the police operation, which suggests to many the protesters were breaking the law.
You know, when you say we have the right to protest, but it's been going on week after week, that's because the bombardment of Gaza has been going on week after week. And this is a major political issue. It's a major international issue. We're very critical of our government's failure to call for a ceasefire. That's what we're demanding. And that, I think, should be respected and not try to criminalise a huge demonstration by claiming things that just simply aren't representative of that demonstration.
This is VOA News. Residents of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, awoke Saturday to the sound of air defense systems and explosions as the city suffered what Ukrainian military officials said was Russia's largest drone attack since the war began, leaving at least five people wounded. The attack began hitting different districts of Kyiv in the pre-dawn hours, with more waves coming as the sun came up. The air raid warning lasted 6 hours. Air Force Chief Mykola Oleschuk said 74 of the 75 drones launched against Ukraine had been downed. Writing on the social media app Telegram, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the attack had injured five people, including an 11-year-old girl, and damaged buildings in districts all across the city. He said fragments from a downed drone had started a fire in a children's nursery. Authorities in the southwestern U.S. state of Arizona have canceled land leases that are being used to grow alfalfa for livestock raised in Saudi Arabia. From Vicksburg, Arizona, Levi Stallings reports for VOA on a dispute over groundwater.
Growing alfalfa in Saudi Arabia is restricted due to water conservation measures in the mostly arid country. So the Fondamonte subsidiary of a Saudi dairy company bought land near the town of Vicksburg, and it has been using non-renewable groundwater to grow feed for the Middle Eastern country's livestock. Last month, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs said it was unacceptable that Fondamonte was pumping unchecked amounts of groundwater out of the state. She terminated one of the company's leases and said three others would not be renewed. State officials say Fondamonte has repeatedly violated lease terms. In a statement to VOA, the company said it would appeal the governor's decision and continue to work with the state to demonstrate its compliance with the current lease requirements. Levi Stallings, VOA News, Vicksburg, Arizona.
Officials in local media in Pakistan reported Saturday that fire tore through a shopping mall in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi, killing at least 11 people. Local broadcaster Geo News said the blaze started early in the morning at the multi-story RJ shopping mall in Pakistan's most populous city, and the fire brigade had rescued around 50 people, but more remained inside the building. Karachi Mayor Murtaza Wahab spoke with reporters at the scene about the casualties.
So far, I can confirm that 11 people have unfortunately died because of the incident, and 22 people are injured. Out of those 22 people, 5 are sort of critical, and all of those people are at the hospital right now, and they are being treated.
A local official told Reuters News Service the fire was caused by an electrical short circuit in a generator on the third floor of the mall, and the flames spread to the fourth level where several call centers were located. The official said most of the people who died were employees of those call centers. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.